is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side.
This is going
to
be a good day.
Can you hear?
Yeah. We are going to make a difference. The AM and the PM
and
people
happy
are going to make a difference. We can do it.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the
Yeah, face. But I bet you're afraid.
But I'm not afraid.
I guess not.
This rover.
You know me. I see a pair of thick, weighty breasts, and all logic flies out the window.
Well, join the club. That is a tremendous, powerful tool women have. Well, two tools.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, two breasts. They are powerful.
I think there's a third tool.
Yeah, there is a third tool.
Yeah.
Their mouth. They talk a lot.
See, that's Tim Woodburn that said that. I don't want to make no mistake, no confusion. Don't email the rest of us. Tim Woodburn said women talk a lot. And look who's talking.
Right? You are.
Look at the pot calling the kettle black. I'm not the one that said women talk a lot. I believe it, but I didn't say it. See, there's a difference. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the May 2nd edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. This is going to be a very good day, I think. We'll just start off and do this in the very beginning here. Two things right away. As you know, we're in the 11th hour here for the trivia night, a week from Saturday night. And I begged and begged, and it's paid off. We're at about...
Well, Frank, it's in 2 weeks from Saturday night.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I always do that. 2 weeks from Saturday night. But still, we're getting close. And we're at about 12 grand, I think, for our table. Which, yeah, oh no, that's good. I just need like $2,000 more, or even more than that would be okay. But that's just me. I have this number in my head. So we got that going. And, I guess just quickly, if you think you'd like to sit at the table with us on that trivia night and play and have a wonderful evening with a lot of food and you'll meet some terrific people, I need you to outbid the $2,000 bid we have for one couple to be at our table. One couple, we got $5,000. I don't think we're going to top that. I got two for the other, and it's not that I'm not grateful. I am, Bill. I really appreciate the $2,000. But, you know, if you can get three, you take three. I'd love to have three for a couple to sit with us. So give that some thought. I will give you our numbers. I'll do that now. If you want to call, you can do it right now on the air. But then we need you to give Dan a phone number so I can call you and just, you know, verify that you're the real deal. These are the numbers you'll need next hour for Scott Sherman, too. He's in the 4 o'clock hour. 855-282-8255. 314-821-0590. Now, two things. Brian, the same Brian who is paying $4,000 to have dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's, has now made another offer, and we're taking him up on it. He says, I may be the only person likely in radio history that would pay $200 to hear Darth Vader pass gas. I'm a huge, not even a huge Star Wars fan. Now, I think what he wants, Limey, and I know you worked on this, is the Luke, I am your father. And then,
yep.
You know, have you put this together? Because he didn't say when he wanted to hear it. He didn't give me, I want it in the Playhouse. So we could do it now.
I've got it right now, if you like.
Well, and Limey sends me a text. He goes, you want to do this? And I called him. I said, absolutely. If that's all we have to do to get $200 more for St. Jude Children's Hospital, you bet. So you've put it together. I haven't heard it. Are you ready to unveil it?
Sure, why not?
Let's have it.
I am the father. Oh. even if you know it to be true.
Oh, it wasn't over. There you go, Brian. You know where to send the check. You've already sent two of them, so send your third check now to When the World Cares. Thank you very much. That was an easy $200.
Now, hold on a second. There's what? Another $200 from Brian. He emailed me. I know.
Brian must have won Powerball.
He must have done something like that. But he emailed me and said, let's do lunch sometime, and I'll donate $200 to St. Jude Children's Hospital.
Hang on a minute. You're only worth to him $200 for lunch?
I got
$4,000 for dinner with me and my... It's kind of an insult to you, isn't it?
Oh, it's lunch.
You're an equally important part of the show.
He said he'd give me $201.
Yeah, we don't do $1 increments. We, you know, you have to make it three or four, or whatever. Well, Dan, if you want to do that, it's another $200.
That's another. Fine.
And I'm the last thing I'm going to do is squeeze Brian for more money. I'm going to say, oh, Brian, make it $300. This guy's already given two checks, and now this would be the third one. Maybe even would be four.
Yeah,
four checks, and one of them for $4,000. So, Brian, I think right now you may be our favorite listener. So, thank you for that. Now. Here's the other thing. Yesterday, I read an email from a guy that I don't know. I don't know his wife. Never met him. Never heard of him. And let me start by saying, over all these many years, I have gotten lots and lots of emails from people who've asked me to help them. I can't help everybody. Nobody can. And sometimes you have to just make a call. Is this just somebody who's always wanting a handout? Is it legit? Who is this person? Is it as bad as they say it is? I've received emails from everything. Well, I got one from a woman who had bought a pickup truck at Johnny Londoff, and then she realized she had bought more truck than she needed. Kind of went a little bit beyond her budget, so she wanted me to make the rest of her payments for her because she heard about Londoff on the show. Well, of course, I couldn't do that. I had an email one time from somebody who wanted me to pay their mortgage because they had dealt with First Community, and they were having a little rough patch, and could I pick up the house payments for them? I've had requests to pay hospital bills. I've had requests to buy vehicles. I've had trying to think of some of the more bizarre ones. The point is, you can't do everything. And by the way, the show then would become nothing but, okay, here's another cause, and I need more money. We don't ask you, AM and the PM people, for money often at all, once or twice a year. That's it. And I like to think of the AM and the PM crowd as an army. It's like our AM and the PM army. And when we send out the troops, things happen. Things get done. Which brings me to the email yesterday. And again, I do not know this guy. I did call him. We had a nice talk. His name is Joseph Hewitt. Here's his email. I read it yesterday, but I didn't give his full name. I've talked to him now, and I have permission to use his name. He says, my name is Joseph Hewitt. Started listening to your show about 11 years ago when I accidentally discovered it while delivering pizzas. I have messaged you a few times in the past. Nothing serious. My son was born April 10th. And had a very hard beginning to his life. 10 pounds, 13 ounces. He got stuck due to a condition called shoulder dystocia. He went 13 minutes without oxygen. His right arm is now paralyzed due to stretching of the nerves during birth. He spent 3 days going through hypothermia cooling treatments and another couple of days recovering in the NICU. I'm not a very social or popular person, and I need some help spreading his GoFundMe page to help with medical expenses. I understand if you can't due to any rules or anything, but I figured it wouldn't hurt to ask. Here's the link to the page. Well, I went and I looked at the GoFundMe page. What jumped out at me, one, it's a little baby. Little kids have done nothing wrong to deserve to be sick or unhealthy. They don't. They don't deserve it. That's what's wonderful about St. Jude. By the way, this little boy's name is Jude. How about that for a coincidence? Now, a couple of things have happened here. One, when we did this yesterday, and Dan has put it up on our Facebook page, he's put the link to the GoFundMe page for little Jude Hewitt. And if you go to facebook.com/AM and the PM, you'll see it. It'll take you right there. I saw it a while ago. Their goal is $20,000, which I don't think is unreasonable. They didn't ask for $500,000 or $100,000. That's $20,000. They have $60. That's going to change today. That's about to change, Joseph, if you're listening. Don't be discouraged. I know you went there and you've probably seen two people, $60, a $50 one and a $10 one. That is about to change because now you have reached the most generous audience in all of St. Louis radio. And I know that because I've been doing this for a while. I get a text a while back, and it was from J.B. Bryan, who is with Window World. He takes care of their charitable arm, Window World Cares. They heard the story, and they saw the post on our Facebook page. And when they saw his name was Jude, because Window World is... They're all in for St. Jude Children's Hospital. So he says, I talked with Jim and John at Window World. Window World will match any donations from people who are AM and the PM up to $3,000. If we can get for Jude's GoFundMe page, $3,000 from our listeners, they'll match it. So you got $6,000, Joseph. Now, what you have to do, when you go online and you donate, please put somehow, there's a little place where you can type a little message. You just put AM and the PM. And here's the reason for that. That's how the Window World guys will know how much you folks have donated so that they can match it. So please make a notation on there that you're AM and the PM. And let's see what we can do for little Jude Hewitt, who's not even a month old. He's 3 weeks old. And I asked his dad, I said, what about the paralysis in the right arm? He said, we don't know. It probably is permanent, but we don't know. And he also said they don't know about if there's brain damage or not. This little baby went 13 minutes with no oxygen. But he's so tiny and so little, they don't have a way yet to test to find out if he has brain damage. If he does, and I hope he doesn't, even if it's just the paralysis and all the other effects of not going without oxygen, I would imagine. Oh, I also asked them where they worked. I don't think they'd mind if I shared with you. He's a corrections officer, and she works at Deerberg's. And I said, you have insurance? He said, yes, we have insurance. But everybody's situation is different, and I've never been in a situation where I had this just extensive medical bills. And by the way, this little boy is going to be going on undergoing therapy and who knows what else for years. I do know, though, I think it's probably not the case that in situations like this, every dollar is picked up by some insurance company. Usually, the parents are left with a sizable bill that they have to pay that wasn't covered. So that's what this is for. And I think $20,000 is an extremely reasonable request. He sounded on the phone exactly the way he came off in his email. It's just a very humble, sad. They have two other kids, by the way, like 8 and 10 or 8 and 7, somewhere in there, young kids. This is their third. So you got two hardworking people, young people with three kids. One of them came into the world with some problems. And you know, when people say money's not everything, well, it's not everything. But I got to tell you, when you don't have it and you really need it, especially if you have a sick child. And I've said this before. My kids are grown. If one of my kids, when they were little, had needed anything to save his or her life or to make life better, and I didn't have it, I would steal if I had to. I would have robbed a bank if I thought. You do whatever you can for your kids, and what they've done is, and I'm sure it's not easy to do. GoFundMe is not an easy thing. We had to take charity one time in our lives. We were first married. We had nothing, and we were eating white rice in that box of minute rice and Campbell's tomato soup mushed up together every day. We ate it every day. And somebody told somebody about it, and they got back to us, and a charity gave us some grocery money. And it's a very humbling experience, and I wanted to turn it down, but I was real tired of eating Campbell's tomato soup and rice. So we took it and went to the grocery store and loaded up a cart with real food. When you get to the point where you have to ask for help, I think, aside from the scam artists and the fraudulent people, you've got real trouble, and somebody should help. And I never had to ask. I didn't have to. Somebody else went and told somebody who told somebody. So here we go, Joseph. I hope that when you check that GoFundMe account tomorrow, it's not $60 anymore. We'll see what we can do. So that's where we'll start today. Does anybody have anything to say?
I have Tom wants to talk to you about donating to Wonderworld Cares for St.
Jude. I'd love to talk to Tom. Put him on here. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Thank you, Frank. I'm wonderful. I am AM in the PM.
Well, thank you for that. What's going on?
Okay. I was talking to Dan about a friend of mine passed away about 10 years ago. He got me started listening to you about 20 years ago.
Wow.
And at 5 o'clock, and when you play the music and you get to the point where they say, and I seem to get, you used to play Pain in My Hands.
Yeah, it's the part of the song which is, and we think you'll get lots of pain in my hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remembered. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what happened to it. I don't know what it was from.
Well, I called you about 2 years ago and asked you to play it. It might have been longer than that. And you said, oh, I'm sorry, we can't play that. And I don't know if it was some kind of copy.
Oh, I remember. No, you know what? I remember what it was. No, and Dan will remember this. At the old place, somebody got in and scrubbed a bunch of our show stuff.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, it was honest to goodness sabotage. It was somebody there, jealous, who overnight, when we have a box called a 360 is the official name of, what's it called, Limey? The 360 what?
Yeah. Instant replay.
Instant replay. And it's loaded with sound effects, but we had some additional ones that were on the CD. And they couldn't get to our box because it was locked up, but somebody at the station got in and took, I mean, dozens and dozens and dozens of things that we played regularly that we can't find. They were just special little things that we discovered, and we recorded them, and we can't duplicate them. We can't find them anymore. I do remember that happened. So I'm sorry. I doubt seriously we'll ever be able to find Pain in Your Hands again. Maybe I'll just do it like that. Maybe I can do it.
For some reason, I mean, we'd stop after work. I'd stop at his house and have a couple of beers, and you would play it, you know, every month or so. And for some reason, I'd be there when they'd play it, and he'd just laugh like nobody's business.
What were you going to pay to hear that?
I was going to pay $500, but I've been listening to you. I've been listening to you, and I don't have a computer. I'm 60 years old, don't have a computer or anything. Okay. How do I get this $500 to that GoFundMe page for...
Now, do you want to do the GoFundMe for the little boy, or do you want to do Wonderworld Carol's Trivia Night for St. Jude Children's Hospital?
Okay, which one would you should suggest me do? I would...
As much as I want to make in a greedy, selfish way, as much as I want to be our show to be the star of the trivia night, I would really like to jumpstart this guy's GoFundMe page from $60. So I say, and this is a tough one because you don't have a computer. So we got to figure out. Do you have the kids or somebody that can get on a computer? Because once you get on the thing, it's easy to do. Click, 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 charge card, you're done. Can you get somebody to get on for you?
Well, Frank, another suggestion I have is that I have the ability through my company to process a credit card, and if he wants to process a credit card through me, I can then just cut you or whoever a check.
Well, it's a GoFundMe site, so
you can't
do this. This is not for the trivia night. This is GoFundMe.
Right, I would donate the money to the GoFundMe site from my bank account. I have a computer.
So he just reimbursed you.
Well,
he's basically what you're saying.
Right. Well, he could process a credit card with me over the phone after the show, and then I can take that money from my bank account and put it on the GoFundMe page and email him.
Okay, you know, Tom,
I'm just,
are you,
I'm just saying it's a thought.
Tom, is that okay? Would that be okay with you?
That would be perfect. My girlfriend, maybe, I don't know, she has computer and all that. I'm going to be out at her house this weekend. And how do, but you just go to GoFundMe?
You go to GoFundMe.com, and if you type in, there's a search place, you type in Jude Hewitt. That's the little boy's name, H-U-E-T-T.
Jude Hewitt.
And it'll come up, the GoFundMe page, and it'll ask you for your name and if you want to make a comment, and the comment would be AM and the PM. And by the way, your 500 just became 1,000 because Window World is matching everything our listeners put in for this little boy up to $3,000. So he just got $1,000 because of you. So you put in GoFundMe, go to the search, and in search type Jude Hewitt, and his GoFundMe page will come right up.
And it's already up to $335, by the way, Frank.
Whoa.
We're going to get
it was at 60 at the beginning of the show. I'm not sure how many of your listeners donated to it, but it's
well, $335 is actually $670. And this $500 is another $1,000. This is going to be fantastic because, again, remember, up to $3,000, Window World matches it. So, right. Tom, you're a wonderful guy. You want to try to just do this with a relative or somebody with a computer on your own? You just want to if you can get to a computer, have somebody put that in.
I've got Jude Hewitt, and I'm sure she knows how to do all that stuff.
Yeah, if she can go to GoFundMe.com, the rest will take care of itself. Search Jude Hewitt, up comes the page, it walks you right through every step. And all it is your name, the credit card, and boom. They do ask for a 15% gratuity because that's the way GoFundMe exists. They don't charge.
That's fine.
Okay.
And I have Tom.
I have to highlight somewhere that I am AM in the PM.
Yeah, there'll be a place for you to make a comment or just a note and just type in AM in the PM. And that way, Window World knows to match that 500.
Absolutely. I got it. Thank you so much, Frank.
Tom, you're a wonderful guy. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Tom.
All right.
Tom, yes. I have Tom's number. He shared his phone number with me. I can call you on Monday to see if you got this taken care of, okay? If everything
that'd
was
be
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
I'll try to call in on Monday or whatever.
And I keep saying, Tom, if you have a problem, email me, but you don't have a computer. It's so common now to say, email me. Tom, let me ask you a question. Why don't you have a smartphone or a computer?
I have a phone. I get email on my phone.
You do? Do you send emails?
No, I don't know.
Oh my goodness, Tom! Come on, Tom! It's 2019. For goodness sakes, you're only 60 years old. You're not 90 years old. Let's go, man! Come on,
Frank.
We got to get you out of the Stone Age. What?
He doesn't care about all that.
No, I know you don't.
I listen to the morning show, and they start talking about this Game of Thrones, about dragons and all this stuff.
Right.
And I have to turn it off because it drives me crazy.
Well, I don't want you to either.
For like 12-year-olds.
Okay, the truth is, Tom, computers are in the hands of most people. Most people do send emails, and a lot of people watch Game of Thrones. You and I are dinosaurs about a lot of things, okay? But we got to get you into the 2019 and get you to send an email. Here, I got an idea. Send your first email to me, okay? If you get emails on your phone, it says compose or something or send. Hit that and put in frankopinion.com. frankopinion@yahoo.com and just send me, hey, Frank, this is my first email. Testing. Just so I'd love to be your first email. That would be
Yahoo.
Great.
frankopinion@yahoo.com.
Your girlfriend will help you do that.
Try that right now.
So your girlfriend, hold on, you have a girlfriend. How old is your girlfriend?
62.
And she uses a computer and she sends email and whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Say, listen, baby, if you want to stay with me and you want to keep this good thing going,
listen,
you
baby.
Send an email for me and you do this GoFundMe page or I'll show you the door. That's the way you have to handle it.
That's great.
How I run my marriage. All right, Tom. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
If you have any trouble, frankopinionyahoo.com. We'll walk you through it. We'll get you in touch with somebody. We'll do whatever we have to do. That's a very nice donation for that little boy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, guys.
Frank,
we're having one right now. Thank you. What?
During that phone call, it went from 290 at the start of the phone call. When I first spoke, it was 330. It's now 510.
Oh.
Which means it's 1,020, which means with Tom's 500, which is 1,000, it's 2,020. We're already more than 10% of the way in a few minutes to what they'd like to get, which is $20,000. And again, folks, you're not doing this for me. These aren't friends. I don't know these people. I've never met them. I never heard of them until yesterday. But sometimes, for some reason, things just jump out, and it's like something says to you, this is something you need to take a look at. So I'm going to go with my instincts on this. And thank you, Tom, and thank you, everybody who's willing to help. So does anybody have anything to say? By the way, don't feel free to interrupt and update me if we get another update from somebody.
Okay, sure.
Anybody?
Yeah, I'll keep it hot throughout the show.
Okay.
I do have a quick one, but I want to go last because I got accused yesterday of taking up the Berg segment. So I'm going to go last.
All right, then.
Well, hold on. It doesn't matter what order you go in. You can take it up and go last,
no,
too.
No, because if the first two last long, then I don't go at all. So I'm going to go last.
Isn't that selfish?
I got one feeling, and yesterday it got hurt. That one feeling got hurt yesterday.
Wow. All right. Then who's going to go? Limey?
Yeah, sure. I'll go first.
All right. Limestone Phillips, everybody.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Welcome.
Earlier today, I had a dentist appointment at Bally's Dental Care, right?
Yeah.
And I, by Heather, the little technician who was working on me, gave me a A+ in oral hygiene.
Whoa! Nice!
Yeah. All right, so.
So proud of you.
I'm glad you put the word hygiene on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So you're good to go, and all that work is done, and now you just maintain.
Yep. Everything is looking fine, maintaining, no cavities, no tartar built up, nothing like that.
Look at you. Look at you, new car, new smile. Look at you.
I know, see, right? Top of the world.
The words that end in R, you say with an A, and the words that end with A, you say with R. You just said tartar build up.
That's interesting because he also said cuber or something. You're right. They take the vowel and turn it an R in the and they take the R words and take the R off. And the vowel.
Well, we learned this a couple weeks ago. I've got to say the word in the American. I've got to say this word in the American
slang.
No, it's vagina. There you go.
Yeah, well, what's the British way?
Vagina.
How would you say it in
England? Well, yeah. Now I'm stuck in the American one.
But you put an R on the end of it in England.
Exactly. Okay, so will one of you say it for me, please?
Vagina.
Oh, so I'm happy to say it.
Sure. Will you
vagina.
Say it?
All
right.
Yeah.
Vagina. Okay.
Now, now say it the British way.
The vagina.
Vagina.
I'll bet Frank could create a poem before this show's over with the word vagina.
Oh, of course I could. You asked me how I got the shiner. Well, I asked her if I could see her vagina.
There you go.
That didn't take long.
Wow.
That was easy.
That was easy assignment. That was really cool.
Thank you.
You literally are the poet laureate of St. Louis. It's amazing.
Somebody had to replace Maya Angelou, so why not me? Anything else, Limey?
Nope, that's it.
Maya Angelou.
I don't want to be a whiner, but can I please have some vagina?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh,
you need to be recording me.
Well, you know, whine and beg.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, no, whiner.
And if you're married, that's what you do. You have to kind of, whine big. And please.
Can you think of any others real quick?
What? I could go all day.
All right, can you give me another
vagina
two more?
Poems?
Yeah, vagina
two
poems.
More?
Yeah, please.
Two more?
Yeah.
He's everybody already two for two. Boy,
everybody be quiet. Sorry. No, I mean, when he starts talking. Sorry, Tim. You need to be rude.
I bought a brand new pool. It has a vinyl liner. She wanted to go skinny dipping, so I got to see her vagina. The lady worked very hard. She was a female coal miner. Her entire body was covered with soot except for her vagina.
everybody. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Thank you.
Exactly that is my Angelou stuff.
You literally could go to a stand-up comedy contest, which I did that once, so against my better judgment. They're having another one, and I'll bet you go up there and just do that for 6 straight minutes and advance to the second round. Just tell vagina poems.
I don't know how long that would appeal to people. Maybe for a while. Dan, before Tim, did you have something?
I do. I have one thing, that if you want to join a derby party tomorrow night, it's Friday night. It's actually a fundraiser. It's for the Eureka Food Bank Pantry and Eureka. It's for a scholarship for Eureka High Schools and different things like that. I'm playing with a band, friends of mine. It's Common Ground is the band called. So we'll be out there playing, but it's at Brookdale Farms in Eureka.
Ooh. I met a really hot new girl. I took her to a diner. She said, "Hey, look under the table." I did and saw her vagina. Is that enough for you, Limey? You got enough?
That's perfect.
I think you should come up with one, Frank, that uses the phrase 69er.
Oh, my goodness.
Too easy. Too easy.
Okay, sorry.
69er.
Slammed up. All right, and now with his contribution to the Burke segment, Tim Woodburn.
Thank you, Frank. Facebook today announced, Frank, that it is banning several high-profile people, including Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan and others.
Good.
I wanted to know, you being the master joke meister supreme of all things joke meister telling, have you ever heard the joke about Louis Farrakhan dying and going to heaven and meeting Jesus?
You know, I may have. It doesn't ring a bell, though, because it could have been a joke where they inserted somebody else's name. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You want to tell it? Go tell it.
It's a quick one if you want to hear it.
No, I want to hear it. Does everybody want to hear this?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Louis Farrakhan dies and goes to the pearly gates, and Jesus Christ himself meets him right there at the pearly gates, and it's a high-profile, you know, possible addition to heaven and everything. And Jesus says, "Louis, welcome to heaven. Come, let's sit down and talk about the things you've accomplished in life." And Louis Farrakhan goes, I don't really have time for that, JC. You know, I'm here to see Muhammad. Okay, Muhammad is who I relish and who I pray to and who is my spiritual leader. And you know, with all due respect, I'm here to see Muhammad." And Jesus goes, "Well, I can arrange that, Louis, but let's at least give me the opportunity to speak with you about your life on earth, and let's talk about the good things you accomplished." And Louis Farrakhan's like, No, listen, I told you once, I told you a second time, I want to see Muhammad, and I'd like to see Muhammad right now." Jesus goes, "Louis, at least accompany me for a cup of coffee. At least give me 5 minutes of your time. Let's just share a cup of coffee, and I'll grant that wish for you." Louis Farrakhan says, "All right, I guess 5 minutes, one cup of coffee." And Jesus goes, "Muhammad, 2 coffees over here."
Okay, that's good. That's good. Oh, man, I was sitting there trying to go, what's a punchline? The punchline would be about 2 minutes ago. That wasn't a punchline. And there were like 3 or 4 others I could have thrown in. If I heard it, it was a long time ago. And no, that was very good.
Thank you.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Is that anything else?
That's it. That's it for me.
All right. Burke segment is officially closed. All right. Wow, I'm having a hard time now getting an up-to-date total on everything. I got to add, and I'm happy to do it. Let's see, I got to add 200 to the Window World trivia total because of Brian and us playing Darth Vader passing gas. That's an easy 200.
Well, then another 200 for taking me to lunch.
Oh, hang on,
take me to lunch.
Jude Hewitt just hit 595.
Good. Good. 200 Darth Vader. Okay, then I'll 200 Lunch with Dan. Ooh. Okay, well, hey, 100, 200 at a time.
And didn't you tell a joke for somebody on the air where you got some money?
Yeah, and I don't even remember what the joke was. I forgot already.
And then didn't you play the Rockford Files thing for somebody? And that was money?
That was 150.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's 100, 200, 150, 200, 1,000, whatever. So we're moving. We're going. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, it's like juggling. We're also now we're juggling the little Jude Hewitt GoFundMe
page. This Jude Hewitt baby photo. It's Jude, H-U-E-T-T, by the way, Hewitt.
Right.
This baby, you know, all baby photos are cute, you know, but this little kid, oh my God. I mean, it's got the roundest little face and the arms across the chest and everything. I mean, how could you not donate after seeing that photo and reading that story? It's like one of the top five cutest baby photos I think I've ever seen.
And you don't even have kids. Let me tell you what happens when you have kids. When you have kids, you are a soft target for, you know, little kids that have severe, serious problems. That's why the St. Jude thing is so great. Those kids, they're not there. They're only there because they're real sick. They don't have the flu. They're terminal, a lot of them, or would be if it weren't for St. Jude. You were going to say something?
Nope.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
That was a belt.
All right, let's see. Scott Sherman will come in. I would love to, I'm going to take just a second here to say something about Frank Cusimano, who's on this station and has been on TV for a long, long time. I don't know anything about sports, but I like listening to Frank Cusimano. He gives me the impression he really knows what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? It's like, not even a sports guy. I know that. Oh, and speaking of that, Dan, my sympathies. I know Dallas won last night. That's what, 2-2 tied up, right?
Yeah, I was mad.
That's why you weren't in a great mood today.
At the way the Blues played. If they lose and they really go at it and try,
that's okay.
And they're skating, that's okay to lose like that. But the way they lost last night was unacceptable. So, I was mad.
It's in this town we have two hot teams. The Blues and the Cardinals are on fire, and that's a good thing for St. Louis. So, of all the jobs that everybody has had, the Limey and Exterminator and all the other stuff I can't remember, and then of course Tim with, you know, 15 different jobs, and Dan multiple jobs. Anybody been a bartender at all?
Yep.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I was a bartender.
Okay. What's the deal, since the Derby's coming, what's the deal with the mint julep? Oh. Everybody I've ever talked to said they taste horrible.
They're terrible.
They are.
I've not had one.
I've had one.
Well, first of all, it doesn't sound good when you put mint leaves in a drink. That doesn't sound good to me. It sounds like a breath mint or something.
I will disagree. There is such a thing as the Kentucky Mule, and that is absolutely delicious.
Okay, but that's not a mint julep, right?
No, it isn't. The mint julep, I think, is just a traditional drink of the Derby.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the thing now they serve with, I just had the name and I forgot it, in that little copper cup.
The Moscow Mule.
Yeah. That's, you know, okay. What? I'm not a drinker. I'll go 3 months and not have a drink, but I had a Moscow, and I had it because I saw somebody order it, and they brought it over in this frosted copper cup, and I thought, I said, wow, what is that? Isn't that interesting? You buy a drink because of the cup it's in. It's really smart on their part.
Are you more of a vodka person or a whiskey person when it comes to drinking, if you ever do drink?
I'm neither one, but if I do, it would be bourbon or vodka. No gin.
Okay.
No tequila, really, but bourbon. And by the way, this Derby, Kentucky and Tennessee, that's bourbon country.
That is.
And you know the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby, don't you?
No, I don't.
Woodard.
Oh, no, I know.
Is it Woodard? Is that what it's called?
No, it's Woodford.
Woodford, you're right. Woodford.
Woodford Reserve. Woodford.
See, that's how much I know about bourbon. Woodford Reserve.
Well, a Moscow Mule, you're looking at vodka.
Ginger beer.
Ginger beer, a wedge of lime, and a sprig of mint. That's it. But a Kentucky one is better.
Hold on, that can't be it. There's alcohol in a Moscow Mule, and ginger beer has no alcohol. I didn't hear you say vodka. No. Yeah, that's interesting, folks. Ginger beer is not beer. It's more like ginger ale. There's no alcohol in it.
I never heard of ginger beer.
I never heard of ginger beer until about 2 years ago. And we took somebody to dinner because this person was a doctor, and he'd done some really, he'd taken the extra time with me. So I said, well, I'm going to take you to dinner. We go to dinner. He's not married. It was just him. And he orders a ginger beer. And I said, what the heck is that? And he goes, well, it's not beer like alcohol beer. And so I had one, and I liked it because I like ginger ale. So Moscow Mule, if I had to have a drink, here are the drinks I drink if I had to drink. Moscow Mule, because I like the copper cup, and it tastes good, and a whiskey sour.
Oh, yeah, whiskey sours are good.
Now, hang on a second. Let me tell you about the Kentucky Mule, which is my favorite, and it is absolutely delicious, way better. You get yourself a good bourbon and some Drambuie or some strong like orange.
I see Drambuie must be the British pronunciation because Drambuie. We call it Drambuie.
Oh, my bad. David.
No, you were a bartender. You called anything you want.
Yeah, Drambuie.
You were almost.
Oh, he caught it. He caught it.
Terrible. Stop. Sorry.
Start over. What's it called now?
A Kentucky Mule. And you've got bourbon. You've got an orange-flavored liqueur. And then you use either ginger ale or ginger beer. I prefer ginger ale because it's not as gingery.
This sounds good to me.
It is really good. You take a slice of orange, a wedge of lime, and a mint leaf in there, and it is delicious.
Sounds refreshing. It really is.
I've been drinking it most of the year.
Frank, do you remember...
Go ahead.
Do you remember Grady's favorite drink from Sanford & Son?
No.
Grady's favorite drink from Sanford & Son was...
Got some champagne, and I got some Ripple. Put them together, it's Champipple.
Hey, remember when, it's like when I was, I don't know, 18 or whatever, if you went somewhere and there was a party and they were drinking, which they weren't supposed to, one of the big drinks was... It was like wine and sparkling, like spritzer.
White wine spritzer.
That was a big deal. Because, it was like, it didn't really taste of alcohol.
Now there's sangrias.
I got a funny story that involves white wine spritzers.
Well, see, now it has to be funny because you said it's funny.
It's a lot of pressure.
It is.
It is pressure.
Well, when I was 14, a doctor that my dad worked with at a rehabilitation clinic through a Christmas party, so we went back to his house, and some of the nurses, as a joke, decided to give me white wine spritzers, but instead of using soda water or something like that, they used Sprite and a lot of it to cover up the most of the taste. But I thought, hey, this is delicious. They ended up getting me drunk at the age of 14 and then sent me home to my dad.
They take advantage of you?
No, they didn't take advantage of me, unfortunately. But
how do you know? If you were that drunk, maybe they did.
Well, I wasn't fall down drunk, but I remember having a really fun conversation with my dad on the way to a taxi. And then the next day, I woke up to him playing loud music downstairs.
Hey, Dad. I saw some nurses' vaginas.
Hey, you know something has just happened here that happened not long ago, and it's all Dan Strauss's fault. Dan, who were you supposed to call 20 minutes ago?
Oh crap!
This happened a couple of weeks ago.
It did.
This is unbelievable.
Oops. Well,
yeah.
Jude Hewitt's up to $670,
which is $1,340 because Windoworld is matching. Mm-hmm. You want to get him on right now and you can explain to him why he only has 6 minutes?
Oh, God, yeah.
That's going to go bad.
I hope so because he ought to unload on Dan. Dan's going to have to tell him, John, I'm really sorry. I was supposed to call you 20 minutes ago and I got to talk and I forgot about it. And this is the second time I've done this in 2 weeks, which it is. So that drink you just mentioned, that Kentucky Mule, that sounds good. All right, let's just cut right to it because we don't have a lot of time, thanks to Dan. John Londoff, everybody. It was not my fault.
Well, I've been texting you for half an hour. I haven't heard anything from that date.
I'm on the air. I can't hang on. Text. There's one. Here's one. Whoopsie. Here's one. John Londoff. Is Dan calling me today? Okay. I didn't see that because when I'm working, I don't have the phone right
you're
in front
too
of
busy.
Me.
Yeah. Well, obviously, because you're too busy talking about vaginas. How would you have time for John Londoff?
Boy. I said, I have mine. Hello, hello.
Way too busy.
Sorry, John. I'm sorry.
Different, rhymes, but yeah, what about... Hey, heck with the car guy. Who needs the car guy? We
don't need the car guy. Heck with the second biggest supporter of the show we have.
Until it's time to get a check in the mail from the car guy. That's okay.
Well, you have a full 5 minutes. It's supposed to be 1 minute commercials. You got a full 5 minutes. What would you like to do?
You sold me 14 years ago on, it was 3 to 5 minutes. 3 minutes to 5 minutes.
That's what I tell everybody to get them to sign the deal.
Yeah, you couldn't talk for just 1 minute if your life depended on it.
That's why we have five. That's why we have five, and they're all yours to do with whatever you want. Hey, I told John, I told Dan, my sympathies because I know you're probably really upset last night that the Blues lost, and I know it's 2-2. I'm sort of starting to get into it now and keep up with it, but that's okay. 2-2, that's okay.
This town thinks like, well, were we going to win every game? Okay, were we going to win? Yeah. No, we were down at Charlie Gito's downtown, having lunch with it. Jim Sappel, my business partner, and then Bruce Affleck, and Mr. Gito sat with us, Mr. Gito Sr., and his grandson, Louie, and then who pops in? But Kent Earhart, the weather guy for General
Listen Ford. To you dropping some names. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
That's what happens when you're hanging around down in a famous place, an eatery called Charlie Gito's downtown. Besides having great food.
If you get a chance to meet Mr. Charlie Gito, you'll find his restaurant can't be Beto.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I heard the story. Kent used to have a picture of Kent there at the entrance. They took his picture down and put up your girlfriend, who's not in St. Louis anymore, Cindy Pressler. So Cindy's no longer. She's down in Fort Myers, Florida. And then Kent's back here in St. Louis, but his picture's not going back up there. Charlie told him because Cindy's picture. He thinks that welcomes people better than Kent. I don't know. But it was
You know what Kent Earhart ought to do? He ought to put out flyers with his picture that say, "Can anybody help me find my mother, Amelia?"
Get it? Hey, Amelia Earhart. She's been missing forever.
I have to laugh
That's
at that.
That's funny.
Can anybody
funny.
Help me?
It's not funny. It's about as funny as Dad goes,
Dad,
I'm
was
so
funny.
Sorry. You know, well, first of all, today you just had 10 cigarettes there. I'm so sorry. I forgot you. Dad, you're forgetting about me quite a bit. So the Blues series, it's tied 2-2.
Right.
So you get the best. It was the best of seven. What is it now, Frank, the best of?
It's the best of seven. You had to win four.
No, best of three now.
They've already played four games.
Wait, hold on a second. It can't be best of three. They played four games. It's a seven-game series.
Well, yeah,
it's,
so
it's
now
best of seven. Well, now it's best of three.
Yeah, it's tied up.
But I thought you meant overall it's best of seven. Then there's another round of best of seven, correct?
Yes.
Well, that's we have to win two more games. We have to win.
I understand that, but then they do another best of seven, and then you're in the finals. So if they can get through this, there's only one more big hurdle, and boom, finals.
Yeah, you make it sound so simple.
Well, it's because I don't have to play.
Anyway, here's Mr. Jim Sappel in my office. Jim Sappel, say hello to the AM and the PM crowd.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Jim.
How you doing, Jim?
What's up, Jim?
Good.
He's going to be a trivia night. Might have a little hard time understanding Jim right now. He's got a big old piece of candy that he just...
I was having a talk with my friend Jim Sappel. I said, hey, listen later if you want a good laugh-o.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God, you're unbelievable. You really are. So that's it. You know, it's 4 minutes and 57 seconds. You told me I had 5 minutes. So am I done?
Nobody. Y'all, you still have a minute. Nobody gets that kind of time on the radio except you, and we're glad to give it to you. We don't give it to you. You pay for it, but we're glad to sell it to you.
I'm so glad you heard you. But I think it's pretty beneficial. Last time I checked. Jimmy, do we sell a lot of vehicles from this show, Abe and the PM crowd?
Absolutely. Best customers in the world.
How about that?
Thank you, Jim.
Jim and I are both Abe and the PM, and I'm telling you, another thing with the app, it's so crystal clear that I can listen to it anywhere. You know, I'm not locked into, like, you know, in my office, my PC. I can hit it and bam, and walk around the dealership.
I got an email from a lady yesterday, and I read it this morning because I read emails in the morning. It's just that she listens every day, 3 hours live on the app, puts her phone at her desk at work, and every day, 3 hours, crystal clear. And she was way out somewhere. I don't remember where, but that app is, we wouldn't exist without that app. We wouldn't be able to survive.
It's the best. So, folks, it's been raining. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's been raining a little bit lately. And let's face it. Not many people are going to come out and want to spend $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, whatever, for a new car, new truck, pre-owned vehicle, because it's raining. So, guess what? Check the prices out online. We have slashed the prices because, obviously, when it rains for an entire day, and it rained yesterday, I think tomorrow it's not supposed to rain. And I think on Saturday it's not supposed to rain. So, man, I don't know if we're going to get any corn in for the ducks this year or not, but boy, I sure hope it stops soon. That's for a lot of people. So, AM and the PM crowd, you are loved. You are worshipped here at Johnny Lawndop Chevrolet. Give us a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800.
24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. And Dan, are you going to forget about me on Monday?
No, I won't.
No.
I promise.
All right, John. Thank you.
Frank. Thank you now, Frank.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. There he goes. Folks, it's actually 4:01 at 590 The Fan.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan.